Yeah, me too. Well, then it's time to get your blues on each and every Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. on KGNU's Blues Legacy program. From Coco to BB to the Good Doctor, Blues Legacy brings you the very finest weekly blues programming this side of the Delta. So get your mojo going and set that dial to KGNU's Blues Legacy program every Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and KGNU.org.
And good evening, I'm Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box tonight. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And for the next hour, it's going to be opera. And then for the next hour after that, 2 hours after that, it's going to be a Classic Monday. And then finally, from 10 to midnight tonight, it's going to be Present Edge, contemporary classical music, and what's happening now in the world of great music. So we're going to start now with something that I've never done before after all these years of doing Opera Box, and that's to do a full-length opera over 2 weeks. And so we're going to hear Acts 1 and 2 of our opera tonight, and then that same opera will be concluded next week. That's because there just aren't a lot of operas happening right now. There's certainly a lot of choral activities going on, lots of Handel's Messiahs and Nutcrackers and things like that, but and Christmas carols and Christmas programs and that sort of thing. But again, not really so much at all in the world of opera. So tonight, we're going to have Acts 1 and 2 of Massenet's Werther. Werther is a novel that had a profound influence, a Goethe novel. The novel itself was called The Sorrows of Young Werther, made weeping in public fashionable for men, and more elegant gentlemen around town began to sport blue frock coats, yellow waistcoats, and leather breeches in imitation of Goethe's lovelorn hero. Well, this character, Werther, commits suicide, and Goethe is writing in a way that's kind of critical of this young man and his decision to commit suicide, but apparently a lot of young men who read the novel did not get it, and hundreds of men in the 19th century committed suicide when they lost in love, and this novel, unfortunately and tragically, was the cause of that, and this was not something that Goethe expected at all. He was quite shocked to see that. This novel was, putting aside that tragic aspect of it, a true revolution in human sentiment. The most profound and last change in human sentiment in the last several centuries was Romanticism itself, and this was one of those works that really fired up the Romantic spirit. Werther consciously cultivates every possible excess of feeling as a revolt against the limitations of 18th century rationalism and the gloom which seeps into his soul, issues from a tragic insight into the horror at the center of existence. Werther explains that human beings seldom find their authentic self and never reach their true potential. Melancholy tinged with a vague, unfulfilled yearning is part of Werther's complex personality. Another facet of Goethe's hero that makes him so irresistible is a paradoxical admixture of world-weariness and vital elan. He wavers between dejection and exuberance. Goethe carefully structures his novel to heighten the dissonance in Werther's personality between joy and despair, boundless energy, and final surrender to nothingness. In general, part one of the work conveys Werther's capacity to relish life, and that's what we'll hear tonight. Part two, his capitulation to despair. So this will be the happier of the two times. Now, this is, by the way, not completely unrelated to the Christmas holiday season, as you will soon see. In Act One, we have a short prelude, and then the home of Charlotte's widowed father, the bailiff. The bailiff is practicing Christmas carols, and that's kind of what inspired my decision to do this, because it kind of begins that way. Sophie, Charlotte's younger sister, comes up, and they discuss Werther, a melancholy young man who is to escort Charlotte to the ball that evening, and Albert, Charlotte's absent fiancé. Albert arrives back from his journey sooner than expected and talks with Sophie about his forthcoming marriage, but asks her not to let anyone know that he has come. Werther returns from the ball. He declares his love for Charlotte, but the bailiff calls from the house that Albert is back, and Werther thus learns that Charlotte is engaged and that she has sworn to her mother on her deathbed that she will give Albert her hand. The spell is broken. Werther flees in despair. This is the first act. This is a classic recording from, I think, about 1980. Yes, 1980. I was right. I guessed exactly. Jose Carreras is our Werther. Frederica von Stade is Charlotte. Thomas Allen is Albert. Isabel Buchanan is Sophie. Robert Lloyd is the bailiff. Paul Crook is Schmidt. Malcolm King is Johann. Linda Humphreys is Kaschen. Donaldson Bell is Brulan. And then a number of children with the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, Sir Colin Davis conducting Massenet's Werther acts. Well, we'll just have Act One for right now.
Thank you. Bonsoir, Adorabile Tu sais, je te l'ai confié. Pacus semper vivat. Vivat pacus semper vivat pacus. Vivat pacus semper vivat.
Et qui t'a promis donné en résultat?
Qui, moi, te laisse seul?
Elle priait Thank you.
Act One of Massenet's Werther here on KGNU's Opera Box. Our stars, Jose Carreras, Frederica von Stade, Thomas Allen, Isabel Buchanan, Robert Lloyd, Paul Crook, and others, with the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, Sir Colin Davis conducting. And we're going to be going right into Act Two. And I want to let you know we're going to go overtime on our opera show tonight because I want to play all of Act Two. And we'll cut into, of course, our A Classic Monday show, which I'll also be hosting, so that'll be okay. I think it's worth it to hear this. Again, this is an opera that begins and ends right around Christmas, so it seems appropriate for the season, except for the horrifically tragic ending. The exquisitely beautiful music of Massenet, though, it makes it all worth it, I think. So now, in Act Two, a Sunday afternoon in autumn, Schmidt and Johann are celebrating the pastor's golden wedding anniversary. Charlotte and Albert have been married now for 3 months. They're among the guests, as is Werther, who laments his loss of Charlotte. Albert, who thinks he knows the reason for his despair, tries to console him and distract him by alluding to the charms of Sophie. Werther evades Sophie's invitation to dance. He wants to be near Charlotte. Charlotte rebuffs him and asks him, for the sake of her peace of mind, not to return until Christmas. Werther leaves the celebration and also declines when Sophie asks him to the dance. Let's listen now to Act Two of Massenet's Werther, which will not end happily, but we'll find out about that actually on Christmas Day, because we're going to play Acts Three and Four on Christmas Day. Here's Act Two.
semper vivat. Senti pace.
Vivat Bacchus semper vivat. Senti pace.
Vous saviez comme je vous bénis. Fils, au moins, Radiosse ta mère de la mère qui la serve, que fut elle, elle est vous, la pire manière.